Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, otherwise known as RBL, a show that incorporates baby boomers and millennials' ideas and perspectives.
With the hottest news, reviews, and interviews, and guidance on the transition of brick and mortar to click and order. And now I'm proud to introduce former veteran, military police, and a member of Knights of Columbus, my dad, James Zuli.
And my son, chairman and CEO of Easy Way Network, known as the Digital Dick Clark, Eric Zuli.
Good morning, Radio Boomers Live listeners around the world. Good morning to our Easy Way family and to the superstar host, as I always say, Eric Zuli. And Eric, are you ready to rock and roll in 4th of July week? This is amazing. It's like out of
morning. Morning, everybody. How is everybody doing this?
We're doing good. Yeah. I'm going live from A to Z Auto, right? Who's this guy? What's your name again?
Ken.
And I'm next to Ken here. He's actually wasn't sure if he wanted to be on the show or not because he's so busy, but I just want to say they really took care of me today. And they are in Mission Viejo.
Yes, sir.
So cool. Okay, Eric, what do you got going on today? Yeah. Plugged in. So we've got an exciting show today. This is 4th of July week. And we're going to cover a lot of topics. And one of them is Metaverse. Metaverse is really exciting.
Were you not hearing me?
No.
Okay, so there must have been a problem with my microphone. Well, that's awesome. Please tell A through Z Auto, thank you for taking care of you. And because they took care of you, make sure that you, let them announce their phone number and make sure that they know that we have over 600,000 listens on the, on the show.
All right. Let me do that right now. And
so in the meantime, guys, you are listening to Radio Boomers Live.
Ken,
this is a live interactive podcast.
Give us your phone number.
Hold on. Our music is so much more.
Go ahead.
949-472-8111.
You get that?
949-472-8111. So you guys need to get your card done. And if you're in the Orange County area, make sure you check out A to Z Auto.
And how many listeners do we have, Eric?
Over 600,000 listeners.
Okay, that's a start.
Thank you.
Okay,
today's going to be a very special show. We have three special guests. One is an expert in mindset. Two is, our host and producer getting ready to kind of take over the whole mega pitch party. The main stage for the Easy Way Network, and three is Beverly Zimet, the Metaverse Queen, with Beyond the Stage. They have a really first-time amazing Metaverse event happening tomorrow at 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and you can basically network and get business and speak like a video game and walk around like an avatar, which is pretty cool. She's a platinum member. So a lot of great guests today. And today's show is also brought to you by Better Vision for Children, which is a charity nonprofit to help children with their vision, both meanings the vision eyes, as well as the vision goals and dreams for their future. It's also brought to you by the Easy Way Network, easywaypodcast.com, Easy Way News. We're a full-service network that is an all-in-one Encompass system for the entrepreneur that gives you a profile, and you can sell your products on there. You can put your events on there. You can get a lot of additional traffic and more people, lead generation to learn about your business. Go to easywaynetwork.com, invite code EASYWAY. So, Dad, I don't know if you had anything to add, but if not, we'll go to a commercial break. We've got a lot of awesome listeners happening right now. And, guys, you can always contact us at easywayfamily@gmail.com if you want to get in touch or maybe be a guest on the show. And make sure you subscribe to RBL Live. rbllive.com, rbllive.com, and subscribe. That is our channel that has all the information. And if you like that, you can also get your podcast on there when you become
silver. And
thanks
for shouting out BBC, bbccharity.org, you know, where we bring awareness to children's eyesight and testing and research and so on. And we also bring awareness to a brighter future for the foster care children and the elder privileged. And we got a lot of stuff coming up, and a lot of we're going to be doing our trips, and there's just a lot planned for this. And let's move on with the show,
yeah.
Eric. Well, anxious to find out.
We're
going to
go to commercial break, Dad, and then when we come back, we're going to have hot topics. I know we got some great information, news. I know everything happening with the debate and Trump and Biden. There's so much different news happening, so we'll be back with that. You can also catch our Easy Way News on our online newspaper, easywaynews.com. We'll be right back.
Imagine a social network that's based on quality members over quantity, where you can easily find the qualified leads you're looking for, where members treat each other as family and promote each other's projects. Get interviewed, manage your business, and sell your product or service on our new EasyWay store. Let us do the promotional heavy lifting for you. We've created an all-in-one solution with all the tools you would ever need to promote you and your client's business, all accessible by one simple login. Social media done for you. Introducing the new 2022 EasyWay Network with our built-in wall of fame that helps you to search and find that profile you want to network with that matches your business needs while boosting your own notoriety at the same time. This year, we've made it even easier on you. Oh, did we mention you make money? Create your free account today by texting EasyWay, that's letter E, letter Z, to 55678, or visit EasyWayNetwork.com. Got questions? Give us a call at 424-209-9290.
Make sure that you text EasyWay to 59925. That number has changed. If you want to get in touch with us, text EasyWay, letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y, to 59925. Here's Hot Topics.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's Hot Topics.
Well, it is 4th of July week, and there's a lot of irons in the fire here. But to start off, welcome to summer. And it's 4th of July Independence Day. It will be happy 248th birthday for America. And some breaking news here. Supreme Court rules Trump has immunity for the official acts, sending the election back to the lower courts for a bit of a further delay regarding the election results and so on and so forth. The Trump-Biden debate went a little bit south for President Biden. The Democrats on the popular talk shows that supported President Biden and the basic politicians themselves said it was, well, a lot of them are asking for Mr. Biden to be stepping down. So the family is supporting him. They're saying, Jill Biden is saying, move forward. Let's keep moving forward. So looks like that's what's going to happen, and we'll see. It's this is something I've never experienced before, but, you know, it's politics. It's history. So in line, they're talking about possibly Michelle Obama or Governor Newsom, and like I say, we'll keep you informed and all that. And U.S. Special Forces groups are warning the U.S. may be facing, because of the open borders and the way we left Afghanistan, so on and so forth, we may be facing a couple of terrorist attacks coming up. So, but they are staying on top of it because they're arresting people when they find them in the acts of doing, you know, different plannings for these things. A major cyber attack crippled the auto industry, and it's preparing for a tough month of sales. Sales are expected to decrease 2-7%. And Julian Assange, you remember WikiLeaks founder, he's back in Australia, a free man after 12 years. Justice Department, after unlawfully obtaining classified documents, they agreed on a plea deal. So that's a long, that went on for quite a while. U.S. Supreme Court throws out rulings
on state laws regulating social media. And so that's a whole other topic we'll be going into, but that's pretty important when it comes to the laws regulating your social media. And Hurricane Bethel heads towards the Caribbean. This is a big one. They're cited as an historic size of this hurricane. And I experienced one in the Gulf Coast. That was no fun. Doesn't help with your real estate investments. And everyone's gearing up for the 4th of July. The barbecues, backyard camping, and all kinds of stuff going to be going on. So find a cool place where you can watch all the events. And Eric, that'll cover some of the bases for now. I got 7 more pages, but time's running out. We got to move on.
All right. Well, guys, make sure you go to EasyWayI, letter E, letter Z, EasyWayI.com, and state your opinion on the debate. No hate language, but just we want everybody's opinion on what they thought about the debate. If you watched it or you're seeing it all over social media and online, and remember, we do follow up from this show to EasyWayNews.com with more hot topics and a recap of the show. So make sure you go subscribe to EasyWayNews.com. Check out all of our members and everything happening with EasyWay at EasyWayNews.com. All right, so coming up, we do have a special guest. She's a silver member, and she is a mindset expert. Zalita is an author, keynote speaker, hypnotic coach who believes that success for individuals and organizations begins with mindset. She focuses on helping her peers, small business owners and management teams, and the public to remove barriers to their ideal lives, delivering dynamic programs and coaching sessions that draw from her expertise in hypnosis. So Zalita spent over 35 years as a psychotherapist, 15 years as a hypnotic coach, and now focusing on self-help, giving ordinary people tools to live extraordinary lives. So without further ado, Dad, you're going to love this one because I know that you're big on mindset.
Oh, this is fun.
Mindset. Without further ado, let's bring to the stage Zalita Grant.
Zalita.
Hello.
Zalita, I would normally say thanks for slowing down with us baby boomers, but now we have Eric on board. It's sped things up a bit, so thanks for taking the time to be a baby boomer this morning.
Well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be able to talk to you and to your audience.
So you know a little bit about this metaverse, is it?
No, I'm the expert on the mind.
Yeah, Zalita's a mindset expert and author, keynote speaker, really hypnotic coach is her.
Okay,
so let me ask you this. You
know a little bit about this mindset and coaching, and this is really interesting stuff. And it seems like if people don't start getting a handle on what you're talking about, we're going to be in trouble, aren't we?
Absolutely. But, you know, the most powerful computer in the world is right between your ears. Did you know that?
Yeah. Well, you know, when I see
the
stats.
The only problem is there's no
manual.
Huh?
Oh, when I see the stats on that, you know, about the trillions of neurons or whatever computer has and AI has, and then they mention the human brain. It's like eons. The potential we have on that thing between our ears is like, everybody out there could learn 20 languages and know you could accomplish just about anything. You could learn anything. But we don't tap into all that, do we?
Well, the problem is that there's actually no manuals. So what I've done with my life work is to create a simple way that the ordinary person can learn to use that incredible mind power to transform their lives.
Oh. Yeah.
Zalita, let me ask you this. You went down the path of hypnotherapy and being a hypnosis. Why did you choose becoming I think that's so cool that you can manipulate people's minds in a positive way. Why and how did you go down that path to become a hypnosis?
So I'm going to explain that to you, but I want to change one word, and I want to change the word manipulate, because I don't manipulate.
Okay.
I teach and train.
Yeah, I was going to say
that. And I teach and train
because
of two absolutely powerful experiences in my own life. When I was 16 years old, I weighed 265 pounds. I went to the University of California at Berkeley Library, took all the books out on hypnosis, taught myself hypnosis, and lost 150 pounds in a year. That changed my life. So I developed that slogan, change your mind, change your life. And that's what I devoted my life to. Last year, I had an incredible series of health challenges. I had a stroke in Japan where they discovered I had a really large benign brain tumor. I had 6.5 hours of surgery back in Colorado. And then in June, I slipped and fell and damaged my spinal cord at the brain stem and lost all use of my arms and hands. And I was told, you'll never walk again. You'll be in a wheelchair. Well, I came back from my Pilates class an hour ago. I could walk. I can drive a car.
I
use my mind.
See, the way in which you think determines the outcome. And I said, the way in which you believe solidifies it. And that's
absolutely
my dad's been talking about that, and most of he's been teaching me that the mindset is very powerful. You want to manifest what you want. And you actually have a book going off the topic of change your mind and change your life. You have a book called Change Your Mind and Change Your Life. And I found that actually on clicking the buy now button on your Easy Way profile. You like that new button?
I love that button. That is so clever. It's really clever. So while I was recovering and using the power of my mind to get my body to work again, you know, against odds of doctors saying, you know, it's going to be a medical miracle. Well, it turned out to be a medical miracle because I used my mind. I thought about how I could teach people in a series of simple steps the way that they can really let go of their past, because so many people suffer from anxiety or depression or weight or addictive behavior. All of these things relate to stress and anxiety. Once you can manage your mind, calm becomes a superpower.
And you have a podcast on the Easy Way Network as well, which I think you talk a lot about this stuff. And again, another thing I found on your Easy Way profile, Mind and Life Changes podcast. Talk a little bit about your podcast, and are you looking for any new guests?
I am. I'm actually just in the very beginning places of putting the podcast together. I have been a guest on lots of podcasts, but I've never run my own. So I want to start out with just kind of a short educational piece and then bring a guest on. So I imagine that my podcast will probably launch in another couple of weeks. Right now I have content from YouTube videos, but actually having guests, it'll probably about be a couple of weeks.
Well, I'm ready. I'm ready to jump
great.
On your show. Let's
well,
have some
I
fun.
Will have you on for sure.
You know, another thing I want to throw in there, and I think this is your cup of tea here. It's very important when we go through the day that we didn't go, you know, talk to ourselves and go, God, stop being so stupid, or, you know, like thinking negative things about yourself and saying negative things and, oh, this probably won't work. I doubt if this will work. Like, you know, and that's very detrimental to you because that's feeding your subconscious, isn't it? It's better to go through with positive.
You know, your
stuff.
Your self-talk is the most important conversation that you have.
Yeah.
Because the way you talk to yourself creates the world you live in.
See? Well, do you remember that the most interesting man in the world commercial with the Dosetti's beer? He didn't think he could get the part. He thought he was too old and kept going on. But his wife kept pushing, yes, yes. And he got down to the last five people, and when hundreds applied for it,
And he said, oh, I'm not going to go. And she said, yeah, you're going to go. You're going to get it. So it was her positive thoughts that made it happen, I think. But it's very important.
Yeah.
That don't do that, you know. Don't do the negative.
I can't tell you enough how I go into meetings and anything that I go into, I already know that I've closed it. I already know what's going to happen. And that's a form of mindset manifestation.
Yeah.
You
absolutely.
Know, anything yeah, I mean, I'd love for you to talk about that a little bit, Zoilita. We have another 7 minutes. But I think that if I mean, maybe you can give us a session, like an idea, an example of your hypnotherapy expertise on how
so
we can maybe hypnotize the audience
therapy.
Right now. That would be kind of cool. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but
yeah.
I really want you to drop the word therapy, because therapy implies mental health. It implies something is wrong with you. I do hypnotic coaching because I'm going to coach you to use the power of your mind to create your life. And I'd love to put you all through a short process.
Okay. Let's rock. Let's go. You got a couple of minutes. Let's see what you got.
Okay. So the very first thing to remember is do not do this if you are operating machinery or driving a car. Do it at another time. I'm sure it's loaded on the site. But if you are in a place where it's safe to do so, just close your eyes and take in a long, deep breath and hold it. Let it out with a sigh. Take in another long, deep breath into the body. And as you exhale, make the decision and choice to just let go. To let go of everything you've done, to let go of everything left to do, to let go. I'm going to count backwards from 10 to 1. And each descending number takes you to a deeper place, a deeper space. 10, 9, 8, go deeper now. 7, 6, 5, go deeper still. 4, 3, 2, 1. Now, in a moment, I'm going to ask you to begin to imagine. Begin to imagine that directly above your head is a beautiful golden sun, a sun that produces only healthy rays. And the golden light of the golden sun shines down smoothly and evenly, and it washes away all fear. It washes away all negativity. It washes away all anxiety. And you feel safe now, secure and strong. You are ready now to undertake your day. And every day, in every way, things get better. Just let it be so. Let it be so. Now take a moment to think about you as the very best version of you, moving easily and effortlessly through your life, making the right choices, making the right decisions. Everything in your life is going to turn out fine. Just let it be so. Now, I'm going to give you a signal to your subconscious. And the signal is water. Every time you experience water, water in any of its forms, water for drinking, water for bathing, water in rain or snow, rivers or streams or the ocean, a deep feeling of self-worth and self-value will flow through you, and the feeling will last for at least 5 minutes. Remember, the signal is water. Getting ready to come back now, I'm going to count to five. When I say five, wide awake and feeling great, alert, energetic. One, take a breath into the body. Two, move and stretch. Three, moving fingers and toes. Four, get ready to open eyes. And five, eyes open, awake and aware.
I loved how you changed up your voice tone, and very friendly. It was a very friendly voice. It was a very very
very peaceful.
Very peaceful. But so I do a form of that through NLP when I do sales and when I talk to people, and I plant seeds. And I notice how you were kind of planting little seeds to grow. And you know, I'm not trying to dissect your stuff too much, but I'm trying to have the audience kind of like understand this a little bit and want and really get the audience to want to go learn more about you at your Easy Way Wall of Fame profile. Which I've also noticed that you have an event on there. I don't know if you noticed that new button there, Zoilita, but there's an event button on your profile now too. So appointment
okay,
button,
great.
Buy now button, and an event button. And when you click on the event button, it actually goes to 7 steps to an extraordinary life. And then that register button goes to a Zoom. Is that like a regular event that you do that other people can join?
This is an event that I have that is scheduled for the 22nd of August. This is the first time I'm going to be doing it. And so mm-hmm. the content is all new content. But it's like 7 steps that you can take to create an extraordinary life.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, there it is.
You know,
awesome.
Eric, now I know why. When I was going back from these events in L.A. for so many years, and I drove back with some people, why they look so uncomfortable, because when I was driving, I'd be playing a tape like I just heard about relaxing and closing your eyes and you know, being at peace, and they just felt a little uncomfortable when I was getting into that tape and driving back at the same time. Do you think that was
yes,
probably
I
what you're doing?
Yes, I can understand that.
So,
but Eric, do you know that NLP and hypnosis are sister or brother and sister sciences?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
NLP is actually waking hypnosis.
That's amazing. Yeah, my girlfriend's the hypnotherapist of the family here, but I know that there is a similarity and they work in conjunction with one another. That's amazing. And by the way, guys, if you don't know what NLP means, it's neuro-linguistic programming.
Programming, yeah. The ability to be hypnotized rests with the patient, doesn't it?
90% of the population can easily learn hypnosis. I like to talk about it as a learned experience. The people that are not susceptible to hypnosis are either people that have IQs below 60, because the mind cannot create a conceptual point, or people that have such severe personality disorders they can't let go.
Mm. Now, Zoilita,
I've never met
sure
a single person that I couldn't hypnotize.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I want to make sure that we don't leave our audience hypnotized. So is there any signals or suggestions that you need to do to make sure that they're not doing something?
So wiggle your fingers and wiggle your toes. Let yourself feel yourself grounded upon the earth and come fully present.
And if you're driving, pull over.
There it is.
Yeah.
No, you shouldn't be driving.
So we have another 2 minutes left, Zoilita. You've been a silver member now for a short amount of time, but how's your Easy Way experience been so far with all the tools that you're provided and the training that we do and the promotion that you get and the results that you've received so far?
I absolutely love the site. I am so glad that I made the decision to become a silver member. Like you say, I've only been a member for like maybe 2 weeks or so, but I already have set up my profile, and I already have my podcast that I'm planning to do, and I've got an event scheduled, and I even posted an article to the blog, which I'd like to actually put in the new magazine.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely get you connected to our magazine team to make that happen, and I noticed from burnout to brilliance, I was actually reading that blog myself. And it's actually a great blog. I recommend everybody goes and reads that blog, which is on our easywaywalloffame.com. It's our main blog for all the membership. And you can share that as well. Show some support for Zoilita. So thanks so much for joining us. Is there anything that you missed? Anything else we didn't cover you'd like to speak about in the last minute?
You want guests for your show, right?
Well, I want guests for the show for sure. But I also want everyone to know that I am launching a new program in the fall, which will be an online training course for 6 weeks, which is called Breakthrough to Brilliance. And it'll have videos and audios. You'll have lifetime ability to have that material. They have ebooks with every class. And also I have a community that I'm going to establish on that website where I'll be doing live questions and answers once a month.
Well, there it is. Awesome. And we have a couple questions, actually. There's a couple of people that want to get a hold of you looking in our forum here. And one person said there's nowhere to register. There's nowhere to, like, subscribe to. Are you planning on putting a way for people to put their emails in and to be notified on your event? I think they're trying to register to your event.
Doesn't that happen when they register for the 7 steps to an extraordinary life?
No, it actually goes to the Zoom. It tries to open up Zoom. It doesn't give you registration. So what you're going to need to do is actually set up a registration through Zoom and then and then have it go to the registration part of it. You set up a meeting. You need to set up a webinar.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Well, so
when is
the
show coming up? What's the date of your show going to be?
August 22nd at 2 p.m. Mountain Time. And it's going to be a Zoom class.
Yeah, well, I want to jump on. I'll be a year older after August 6th, but I'll be there.
Yeah, we're all gonna celebrate my dad's birthday in a very special way. We'll be announcing that as well. It's a little surprise that we're working on. But you and everybody listening, if you want to register to Zalita's event and her podcast and all the things that she has going on, all you have to do is just look for her profile on Easy Way Wall of Fame. And if you search Grant, that's her last name, her profile will come up and her event is on there, her appointment button, as well as her Buy Now button. So you can get in touch with her right through there. And you can also click on the Connect button and reach out to her directly through the social network platform that we have if you want to shoot her a message. Thanks so much, Zalita. You've been a fantastic guest.
Thank you, Zalita. Yeah, in this day and age of, the news, the tough news that's on and all the things that are going on today with politics and so on and so forth, you're so much needed to put people in a mindset of, don't just dwell on that stuff. Dwell on a peaceful mind and positive,
Well, thank you for the opportunity, and I look forward to getting to know you better. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. I'll be there.
All right, guys, make sure you check out Zalita. Look up Grant on the Easy Way Wall of Fame and get connected there. We're going to go to another commercial break. Remember, this show is also brought to you by Esco's Pizza in Los Angeles, California. Look up E-S-C-O-S Pizza, the best New York-style pizza in Southern California. And we'll be right back. And coming up next is Joe Welch, who is our host of the Megan Pitch Party, project manager, and doing a lot of great things with Joe, so we're going to learn a lot more about her in just a few minutes. We'll be right back.
Hey, Easy Way Radio listeners. Create your free account on easywaynetwork.com. Use the invite code EASYWAY or refer back to the person that referred you to us. Connect with us by texting EASYWAY, letter E, letter Z, to the number 59925. Get top flight promotion from the best in the business and help with stages and events. Get promotion on Easy Way Magazine, Easy Way Radio, Easy Way TV, and join our pitch party every other Thursday for the best lead generation and follow-up opportunities. We also have business tools that can help you automate and digitize your business for more results the easy way. Once you create your account, you can set up your profile and connect with our close to 4,500 high-quality members. We'll see you there.
All right, so coming up next is the one and only Joe Welch, and you can learn more about Joe at the Easy Way Wall of Fame. Look up Welch, W-E-L-C-H. Joe is co-hosting now for the Easy Way Pitch.
Easy Way Pitch Party, and Joe knocks it out of the park. When she's hosting, she's got the bases covered. Some people have that ability to just keep rolling no matter what happens, and improv. And Joe's an improv. Joe, you're on with us. Okay. Oh, there's the lights. We got callers coming in. So we have we have a caller line, but we don't really bring too many callers in because it's a short show. There's not a lot of time, and we want the guests to be able to talk and say, you know.
Sorry about that. We had a little bit of technical difficulty, but I am back. Apologies for the technical difficulty. But
that's
Joe Rogan helps to draw on the richer life experiences as a first-generation American Latina. Her parents just helped with really deep connections and within the deaf community. Joe is a versatile leader who knows how to make her personal growth and inclusion feel like a thrilling adventure. And she's recently come on board to project manage and help more with the EasyWay Network. We're going to learn more about how Joe can help you. Without further ado, let's bring her to the stage, Joe Welch.
Hello, fam. How are you guys?
Woohoo! You have a gift that, you know, I've been on the carpet with a lot of people, and they're all great people, but some have a little bit more than others when it comes to improv. Like, if something happens during the show, or there's a mic issue, or whatever it is, or the guest is a little late, you just have to take it and run with it, you know. And you're like a master at that. You can really roll with the
mic. Thank you for noticing. I have two really fun stories around that are not Easy Way Network centered, but they are definitely about being able to roll with the punches. I was working with a person named Lisa Kane, who has since passed, and she ran the LGBT International Pride Business Guide. And we thought we had Cher coming on to one of our interviews.
Wow.
A longer story short, it did not play out, but in that, what was the most amazing and probably one of the top experiences for me is that on a dime, we had to pivot and ended up running the networking and you know, connecting with people and doing all the things, bringing people up and making them feel engaged. And the biggest compliment was that even though Cher did not show up, people felt like it was a fantastic hour.
There you go.
Welcomed,
see?
And loved. And I was like, whoa, that is insane. Like, you know, to just know that it takes effort, it does take time. And, you know, there's a lot of folks out there, you know, that are trying to do so much, right? You're putting on the show,
yeah.
You're managing things in the background, you're trying to deal with tech. And the reality
yeah.
is that having a virtual producer by your side can really make make a difference and really change the experience of your audience. And so that's how I met Eric. Was to say, you know, I was on my first ever, and I said, hey, I can help out. let me have a chance to help out.
Hey,
and
look at me. Here I am.
And that is, you know, I think the blessing of what Eric does is listening to where people have their strengths and what works, and then saying
yeah.
that he wants to make the Easy Way world, you know, better and different, and wants not to just be the Eric Zulu show solely, right? It's about sharing the load and finding people who have those skills. And so that's, I mean, I could not have told you a year ago that my life would be to be standing by this amazing influencer, your son, who is creating day by day a platform and nurturing it and nurturing the people in it, creating these business opportunities, you know. And we're on Boomer Live, so I want to say to those business owners who are boomers, I'm a Gen Xer, but I speak multiple languages like boomer. I speak millennial. I speak Gen Z. That,
yeah,
right? And that a lot of it comes with what I bring to the table, which is, you know, making sure that people have some access to some tech, make sure that we repeat some of the messages so that the newest person coming to the table as well as the experienced person has that way to participate, making sure that nobody gets left behind, right, in those moments
yeah.
where it can feel like, you know, technology and the formats and the way people are talking can go at a million miles an hour. I
yeah.
love,
wow.
and especially
yeah.
as noted, as a sign language interpreter, which I've had this career for over 31 years, my
yeah.
job is to make sure that both sides of the coin, I feel like they understand what's going on. So
well,
I get
know,
to bring
Joe,
that to,
up,
to what I do.
You came up with a word here, nurturing. And, you know, some of these words, they're simple, but nobody understands how important they are. And like we were talking earlier about
attitude and positivity, which is so much needed today, because we get bombarded with this, you know, it's just the way it is. It's outtakes and the negativity and the hurricanes and the other countries and wars. It's like, you know, and you have to nurture some positivity and get that in your head. You have to maybe, like, I am as guilty as this as anybody. I listen to news all day. I'm thinking, and then I read this stuff, and I already know, but following through and doing it, and it's like you were saying, the nurturing. We have to start nurturing more positive through the day and more happiness and more self-imagery and so on and so forth. And you have, you bring something to the table that's, I think, very important. You have a positive, pleasant demeanor when you're on the microphone. You know, I've always said you can rule the world with a smile. And when you're on as a host, it's like, you know, if you just, without saying a whole lot, you just bring a relaxation and a peace overall to the show.
What, Tim, what a compliment. You are just saying, thank you so very much. I appreciate it. And it also comes from, I really do love people. And, you know, I credit that to my upbringing of being a first-generation Latina, where my parents were from another culture, another country, another world, another language. And then moving into being a sign language interpreter, where I learned yet another language and really trying to understand, like, my intention is always, like, where are people so that I can meet them where they're at so that we can bring them along. So I want to thank you, because even right now, like, I put on my face. I took a shower. I did my hair. I had my lights. And he's like, no, it's on the phone. So even right now, I have this enormous smile on my face. And, you know, and it's just, you know, I get it. And a lot of people, sometimes your day does not bring you to that moment, like, that you're feeling it. But when we are, but when we're engaging, just like you, Jim, you sound amazing. You sound ready to engage here. And when we're doing that, when we're delivering a message, when we're trying to bring people together, you know, we do have to pause and say, you know, who is this for? This is for the audience I'm cultivating. This is for the clients I'm building. This is for the people who are trying to share their business. And it does. It takes a lot to just step back.
Joe, let me just remind you that when you say that you're smiling and you're not necessarily on camera, we do have a social network with the 3,000 membership community. You can post that. You should post some of those smiles and some of that stuff. If you guys want to go comment on Joe, we got a whole social network we're trying to build here. So make sure you post that smile.
Absolutely. You know what? I'm going to take my picture right now in my office and with a big smile. Let me see, get good light here, and I will post it on my Easy Way for network immediately. You know, you're absolutely right. And it may be a good segue, but I want to respect Jim. I think was trying to say something.
Well, no, I was just saying, okay, so it's not all peaches and cream for everybody. We all understand that. And when you face some of your trials and challenges, what is it that keeps pulling you out of whatever it is that's in your way? And you just keep moving forward with a positive attitude. Or did you get that from some relative in the past, or did you create it yourself? What do you think?
You know, I think that's a really good question. You know, I've been talking about this moment I had, and, you know, as for me, myself, like, I think like a lot of people, there were things that happened in my youth that were really difficult and hard to get through. And as I grew up, I felt, I think like a lot of folks, which is that I wasn't worthy, that I wasn't enough, that what I was bringing to the table just wasn't what the world wanted. And when I won, and this is easier said than done, when you look at yourself and you say, I'm the only one who gets to define who I am and how I show up in this world, and other people cannot tell me how to feel. It takes a lot of work, but definitely it's a worthwhile journey. But second to that, I experienced over the pandemic some amazing coaching. I was in a room with first-generation Latinas like me with a woman named Denise Solar Cox, and we were all, it was the first time I'd been in a Zoom room with 30 other people who had a similar background to me. And one of the questions she posed is something you hear in a lot of coaching, which is, what rules did I create in my youth or in my younger days that no longer serve me? And that question alone started to change everything. Because all of a sudden I realized that my ideas around wealth, around self-esteem, around, and understand, I've always been positive. I've fought through it. I have in my I wrote a chapter in Voz Latinas that talks about when I was young and feeling depressed and feeling like nobody loved me and feeling all those things that I had decided arbitrarily without any coaching that I was going to give myself 5 to 10 minutes a day to feel those feelings, and then I was going to move on. And so that was something I did on my own. But this question still, I know, I'm like, how did I come up with this? But the other side of it is that I reminded myself as a grown-up that what rules did I create for myself as a child that no longer, or even a young person, or even the person I was 10 years ago, that no longer serve me? And those ideas, again, around wealth, around relationships, around what things are supposed to happen, you know, when you look at it and you go, oh, my God, did 15-year-old me decide how I feel about money? Like, that's not the right person who should be helping me decide how I feel about money or relationships or love or my self-worth. Like, who am I to trust that person and not just say, you know what, thank you for what you gave me, 15-year-old Jeanette. That's my full name, Jeanette Ocampo-Welch. Thank you so much, Joe, of the past. So how do I use that to bring it into the future? And so those were the things that I did. And I think in the boomer Gen X world, we didn't have as many apps and you know, technology to help us regulate and start to look at those things. But we did have to raise ourselves. We grew up at a time, especially, you know, looking at when children, education, and the idea of promoting young people, the idea of children and teenagers really doesn't start like the first until the 60s and 70s. We don't get Sesame Street until 71. So when we're looking at how we think about ourselves, especially as older generations, we didn't have all this reinforcement. We had to figure it out, tough it out. You know, my father-in-law talks about falling and then, you know, his mother just grabbed the teeth that fell out and stuck them back in his head because that was what you did. That's what you did. And so how do we bring all those things together? You know?
Exactly. Thank you for sharing your opinion, you know, Joe, on your experience and everything. And unfortunately, we're kind of out of time now in the segment. It went by real fast. But I want to make sure we also cover the interview portion of this network. And you're kind of helping to help with all the different hosts and the people that want to interview on Easy Way Podcast. And you have a new podcast now. And so I wanted to talk about the opportunity for the listeners, for new members, for current members, as far as the interviews and the exposure that they can get. You recently just did an interview with one of our VIP members. Yeah, go ahead.
No, 100%. And so, you know, if you're a member, you'll be able to see it, of course, on my profile, but easyway.joewelch.com takes you to my calendar. And I love interviewing people because we get to know not only their business side, but also like the bigger picture of them. And that is just simply one feature of our memberships. And so when you're looking for your business, your next business venture, and you're trying to figure out how to put your tools together, you're going to find a lot of amazing people out there. There is no doubt. But the thing that exhausted me is that they were over here in the left corner and in the right corner, and I had to open this tab, and I had to go over here. And there were so many different pieces. It felt like I was mentally having to walk a mile to get to just like a graphic or, a, you know, 2 miles to get to that podcast. And the thing that Easy Way does, and I love this not only from the outside experience, but also being able to help stand by Eric and promote this moving forward, is that it's really a one-stop shop. Whether you want to do it for yourself or you want people to do it for you, you can pick and choose how you use those memberships and the services that we have. And what it does is it allows you to go to that one-stop shop. You show up to one virtual building, so to speak, and you can find everything you need. And if you don't see it there and you tell Eric, it's likely he's going to make it for you. So that's the thing that really attracted me and why I'm so excited about promoting Easy Way as one of my primary things that I'm doing right now for my day-to-day life. Is, yes, I'm doing the Joe Welch Live. I'm going to be bringing people from my communities and the different worlds that I'm in into that. But really, it's a big focus on our Easy Way members. It allows all of our members to have a conversation, make sure that we give them not only what their money's worth for their membership, but also beyond. So I get to talk about, you know, race and culture and privilege and all the things that really light me up, as well as food and community and what do you like to do for fun, you know, like all of these kind of things. and most importantly, what is their business and what are they looking for and how do we make those connections? So again, you're looking for that one-stop shop, something that is going to give you value for your money, whether you want to do it yourself, maybe you want to do a little hybrid, maybe you just want to pay somebody to do it for you. I'm going to tell you right now, the Easy Way Network is the place to go. Check us out. Start at VIP or go and drop the big bucks and become our platinum member, but you're going to get so much for your dollar and you're going to see your business grow. We are changing exponentially every single minute. And if you are looking for that kind of vibe, you should be coming into our house and making sure you're joining us for the party.
Wow. We got that's really cool.
Exactly. And you know, I wanted it to come from a perspective of you. I mean, you were a client, you actually signed up as a member and you experienced that. Now you're on the team. You're hosting the biggest news that we have. People are getting all these different results. But you know, somebody said the other day that we're like a LinkedIn that gives you buying power. And I was like, wow.
Ooh,
really,
I like that.
Yeah, it really made me think. And you know, so guys, you can learn more about Jill Wells, get involved with Joe, and the next pitch party coming up, you're going to kind of be taking the reins on, is 4th of July. It's a special. It's not going to go as long as usual, but we're celebrating 4th of July with our Easy Way family. And Joe, just before we let you go, how many takeaways have you seen yourself as a host from the pitch party stage? How many leads that people walked away with, and even sales that you've seen from the pitch party?
Oh, my gosh. It's almost hard. It's hard to quantify, right? We're hearing about $50,000 deals, and, you know, like every business has a different amount of what their sales are. But I love, like, right now the podcast is where one of our biggest focus. And what we're seeing is that connection to be able to have people beyond the pitch party have a conversation and talk a little bit more about who they are and what they do. And that's also, it's perpetual. It's forever because you can take that podcast and turn it into other things. So if you're budget conscious, you're able to take that interview and you can then make it into all their pieces. You can make it into a reel. You can repurpose it as a commercial. If you're someone who's just getting started, you can just add that to your bigger social media piece. And so what I'm seeing is that every dollar is being not only stretched for themselves, but also bringing in clients because they're like, oh, I need to do that. Oh, I need health and wellness, this in my life. And there's such a nice variety of people and their businesses that you're even if they're in the same avenue, it's not all the same. We have somebody who does water. We have someone else who's focused on, you know, the exercise portion of health and wellness.
Yeah.
Someone else who's focused on, you know, the natural way of finding health and wellness. I'm using health and wellness because that was where my brain went to, but that's like, that doesn't even speak to the AI features that we have, the business services, the people who are working on building your money. So even if your client, if you only get one client, but if that client is now saving hundreds of thousands of dollars because they figured out how to streamline their taxes, talk to Albert Corey because that's what he's doing for folks. So I think that what it does is it saves money to make money and makes money to save money. So it to me is a game changer.
Well said. You gave us a perfect segue. Yeah, we have to get to the next guest because she's in queue right now. In fact, Joe, I hope you stay with us because our next guest, this is a perfect segue because you said all the different variety of members and the health and wellness side of things. And actually, there's a big health and wellness entrepreneurial-related metaverse event happening, which you'll be at tomorrow. At 3 o'clock, it's our first big metaverse event we're doing with one of our members. And I mean, that's another thing you forgot to mention, the video game type of technology type members that we have. I mean, we have money experts. We have seven figure earners up to 10 figure earners inside
right?
of the network,
and
celebrities.
And speaking of metaverses, we have multiple people bringing in metaverses. I just interviewed Nicole Borghi, who has a metaverse, and so we started, talking about people becoming speakers and making that one of their more profitable income streams as well. So, yeah, it's exponential. Everything we do has multiple branches that come off that tree, and so what a joy it is. I love it. Oh,
actually,
I absolutely love it.
Coming up next, guys, is, the person we have coming up is actually Nicole Borghi's partner, Beverly Zimon. With the basically, she helps to better your business, and she has multiple partners, and they've spent many exciting years developing a unique space for business education and entertainment and virtual reality. And helping humans interact and connect and collaborate, has done a complete makeover in the past couple of years with how they do business, podcasting, metaversing. And so they stay on top of technology, and they help, people to learn the Web 3.0 and convert. And so without further ado, let's bring on to the stage our platinum member. And Joe, you're welcome to stay with us. You're a professional host, so you went from guest mode, now you can go into host mode.
Absolutely. Thank you. And I was just telling you, I miss Beverly, so this is fabulous.
There you go. I still got a question for you, Joe, so we'll hit you later.
All right, I'm hanging on.
Okay.
Beverly Zimon, you are on air.
Beverly.
Hey, everyone. It's great to be here again.
Woohoo! Hi.
Hey, Joe.
Cool. So... The metaverse lady, this is, well, I'll tell you what, this is a game changer. We're talking all this stuff when the computer came along and the stuff related to it, all of a sudden all these bleeps in the timeline started coming up, and the AI and the metaverse, this is a real game changer. And it literally, people are saying, well, my wife and I didn't have to get a plane ticket. We just got on the metaverse and met everybody there. But now, Beverly, the people aren't little stick people anymore. They can actually look like the person almost, can't they?
Yes, they can, and it's really easy and fast to be able to get your avatar to look like you. The only thing is that avatar is going to look 20 years younger.
Yeah.
And you never have to worry about your hair, never have to worry about your makeup, never have to worry about your clothes, right? So it is great, and...
So I had a question for both you and Joe. The psychology or the impact of, and I want to get Joe's results this morning, of, okay, so you're going to be on a show, and you get all ready, but then you find out, like Joe this morning, that it's not on video. They're not going to see you. They're just going to hear you. Joe, did you kind of take a deep breath and go, oh, I don't have to worry about that? Or did, like, what is it, how impactful is it when people know they're going to be seen or just heard? Which do you think is more, like, maybe stresses them out a little bit more or makes them happier, being seen or heard? You younger people, I think it's, you like being seen. But in our baby boomer show, we like the dark lights and we don't
want to.
Well,
come on, Dan. Who doesn't want to be able to get exposure in their robe or pajamas? But then you got the also other side of things. People want to be seen because they did their makeup and they put the effort into, getting camera ready. But I think the sound surpasses the scene because you don't have to get ready.
Were you happy, Joe? Were you happy when you didn't have to be on as a video? You get to just the phone. Did you like that?
Well, I'll happily go first because I know that Beverly's been on this before. What I'll say is that, and I think you get the sense of this about me, is that whenever I do anything, this is how I show up. Because they say, how you do anything is how you do everything. So I believe that even if I knew it was, and I should have thought about it because it is Radio Boomers Live, that it's radio. But no matter what I do, I'm going to step up. I'm going to step in because I feel that what it does is it says to me, I am ready to do the thing that I said I'm going to do. So maybe I wouldn't have worked so hard to plug in my lights, but I definitely would have put on a nice fresh face and, put on a nice spiffy, shirt and really thought about how I was going to show up. But, it doesn't give me relief, but I really love, especially the sign language piece of things, like I really do love seeing people's faces. And for me, it just tells me so much information. And so I will say that I do prefer to see everybody's face, but I'm happy to do this as well.
So Beverly, what's your opinion?
I'm going to agree with Joe, on that because, I'm not sitting here in my pajamas either. I'm dressed and show ready, and I think it just gives your whole psyche that up level of, hey, I'm ready and I'm looking good.
Ready.
And then we move into the avatar. even in the avatar, you know, when I'm in my avatar in world, I'm still dressed the same way. And it, but there are a lot of people who don't want to be on camera. And so being able to have that choice, I think, is good.
Well, you know, like an avatar person, I don't know how advanced it is, but you can look like you, or you can say, hey, Beverly, can you doctor that up a little bit so I look a little better? I definitely don't want that. When you see these, you know, date things or whatever, they say they're a little maybe taller or a little whatever. They look younger. They put a younger age.
Well, Dad, we're going to not to interrupt you, but we have a time frame here. We're already past time. I want to make sure we get into that, the metaverse side of things. Beverly, you have an event coming up tomorrow. Talk about, you know, setting up your avatar, the experience you're going to receive, the business advertisements that people can get in the metaverse, what the event is about, why people want to attend, and where people can go to register. Well, from your profile,
We
just added the event button so they can go right to your profile, actually. So tell them about your profile.
Yeah, the profile is ready to go with the Soul Fest. I've been plastering all over social media. You can find me out there pretty easily. The Soul Fest Mastery event is our early launch, and what we're doing is we're looking for 60 healers with modalities, different modalities, to be able to have a year full and an opportunity for all you listeners out there, you know, to be able to experience, just like the little experience you had with Zolita at the beginning, if you heard the beginning, first person that was on, you know, and she took you through a little hypnosis thing, you know, for relaxation. To be able to experience 60 different modalities, one every week, is pretty phenomenal. And that's what we're looking to do with the Soulfest Mastery. And so we're just getting our launch started here today to get people familiar with what we're looking for and looking for the healers and looking for the listeners who want to be able to be a part of that. And it's all going to be in that avatar world in the metaverse, which is bringing people together. So you got three forms. Here we are, and we're in voice. And then when you're on a Zoom, you're in these little squares, right? And then you've got your brick and mortar. And the duplication of brick and mortar is the metaverse, which people are in the same space next to each other and to be able to experience that together. So it's an in-person live networking. And then as the event goes on, once the networking get to know the facilitator, and then the program starts, and you get to experience what that session is, and then after the fact is Q&A. And this is also going to build, just like what Easy Way does, it's building communities inside of communities that are trusted, and it's going to bring leads to people who are just starting out, or if you're already scaled and you just want more in different advancements. So the technology, like James, like you were saying, is advanced so much. And what I can tell you, I'm a baby boomer, and I'm proud of it. And to be able to watch other baby boomers, there's more and more baby boomers that are coming into the metaverse now, and it's kind of that mid-generation that's kind of like, I don't know if I want that. And then you got the younger generation. So 51% of the people using the metaverse today are under the age of 13.
Really?
yeah, exactly. And you know, so, but it's the wave of the now. It's going with or without you, and it's moving more and more into momentum. So to be able to have events in there where you're live and you're a speaker on stage, because there's a lot of speakers out there that do not want to be in the face. They're scared to be on camera for whatever reason. People want to die before they want to get on stage and talk. So we make it easier to get in on stage. It's like your alter ego there is on the stage, but you are in an altered state because you're in that beginning dream state. When you're in the virtual reality space, you lose all track of time. And And the cool thing about that with the Soulfest Mastery and being able to do the healing sessions in there, to experience them, there's no static like there is in any other conversation. There's really not static here other than, you know, us, you know, getting a little lag time and talk over each other. But in Zooms and in live events, there's a lot of noise and a lot of outside movement. When you're experiencing something in virtual reality, your ability to learn, to retain, and to recall can increase sometimes even upwards of 70%. That's
wow.
The power of what that technology could do. So it's almost like being in a room all by yourself with the facilitator, you know, the practitioner, and really experiencing it. But
so,
you've got the synergism, and that's the cool thing about it. And that's what we're looking to create here.
Explain
wow.
two things for our listening audience. So one, when you say that there's going to actually be a healing session, are avatars going to be laying on a table and like a chiropractor is able to adjust them, or like how, you know, explain that, and then two, also explain the actual experience of using the metaverse. It's almost like a video game and how simple it is. And it, you know, because sometimes people are a little bit of, especially baby boomers, because we have a lot of baby boomers listening to the show, this is, talk about this simplicity of being able to get the results off of being in the metaverse, creating your avatar, and actually, you know, how simple it is to move your avatar around and actually talk to somebody, and how you can network and actually talk into your computer. And it's just like you're talking to a real person, and you can hear that real person talk back to you. Real time,
yes.
Inside of almost like a video game.
Yeah, and you know, it is the video gaming industry that put the metaverse where it is today, which is pretty cool. So we are on what you would call a gaming platform. And those are two really great questions. It depends on the uniqueness of your avatar if you've got the headset, because you don't need the headset, you know. You can make your avatar, I believe, lay down. I'm not sure about that because I'm not that avid with the headset. But you have to remember one thing, and this is kind of what goes out of the brain. We talk about the brain thought processing in the mindset. When you are sitting in front of your computer and you're seeing yourself, that's what they call immersive. You do immerse yourself into the metaverse and you become one with that avatar. You will be sitting in your chair here, and you'll be sitting in a chair in the metaverse. And that's how you're going to experience the healing sessions, is in your own home, in the privacy of your own home. Yet you're immersed because you're watching it on screen and you're seeing the facilitator and you're having that one-on-one conversation and the event taking place with that. The metaverse itself overall in general is bringing that, because of that immersive reasoning, is bringing people really closer together. And like James said, you know, hey, I didn't have to go and travel across the planet to get to an event. I didn't even have to go across town. All I had to do was turn my computer on and I was there. So the efficiency and the effectiveness of it, and still be a part of it, you get the realness of it. And
yeah,
you know,
I think it's amazing in that, I just wanted to chime in that, especially for our introverts out there and for folks, you know, like for me, accessibility is such a high vibration in the work that I do. So the idea that there are introverts or people who may not be able to get out and get places, that you can still have a full experience, is just remarkable. That,
yeah,
you know,
right.
and it's always growing.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's growing so fast now. It's crazy.
Well, Joe, you mentioned earlier, you know, when you went back to, you know, the forms of communication, you know, there was no pagers or anything. I've shared that with There was no page. You needed a dime to go to call somebody down on the corner. And then over the years, it picked up. But now, recently, within the last year or two, with all this and how it's going to affect all industries, you know, and a lot of people are looking at the stock market now with AI. And I've always said, I think we got a bull by the horns with this AI thing. But that's a different subject. But now, so you guys, Joe and Beverly, with this, what you're doing,
Now, we're talking about communication.
Well, not necessarily, Dad. Let me just hop in real quick when you say that it's a different subject. AI is the sister to the brother of metaverses. Metaverse, AI, and it's all Web 3.0. It's all the next advanced version of online solutions. And AI is getting rid of it. You could actually have an avatar, you know, be behind your booth that you're selling your product, but it's an AI that seems like a real person that can actually adopt information and then respond accordingly. So I just wanted to point out that they do work in conjunction with one another.
So some
and
of the stuff
I also want, if I,
created
well,
from
I,
AI. Okay. Cool.
Well, I wanted to speak to the especially the generational gap and the immense leaps that all of the technology takes. That, you know, some folks are very much baby with the bathwater. You know, the new thing comes and you're just going to run with it. And we have those experts. That's where Beverly comes in, is we have an expert who is focused on this. But the reality is that we can take things and make our own recipe that's going to make sense. For some people, AI may show up simply in the supplements that happen in your existing technologies. For others, the AI might be a complete overhaul of how they present their business and how they do business from day to day. And so, especially when we're talking between generations, I just want to say that it might be that the thing that you're looking at might not be what you need, but it doesn't mean that you don't throw the AI out with the bathwater. You have to say, well, maybe this particular approach is not what I need, but there might be some aspect of it that does make sense. And we also have to take the good with the bad to say, you know, just because it's AI doesn't mean that every AI is good. You have to vet your providers. You have to vet the service itself. You have to check to make sure that you don't lose control of the security, the things that are happening behind the scenes, because just because it's AI doesn't stop making us accountable to our clients and security. So I think that the reminder is that, like anything, you still have to vet, you have to talk to an expert, you have to, you know, take it on a run. Like I went and me and Beverly partied over by the wood. Where was it? The fire. We had a fire outside, and we strolled. She taught me how to set up my avatar. You know, it's definitely a little matrixy, but that's kind of my style. Like I felt really good about it. And at the same time, especially because I work in a very diverse community with deaf people and deafblind people who use sign language, that's not going to be, this is my example, like that's not going to be the only place I do business because it's not yet accessible. But it might be a piece of it that allows me to do X, Y, and Z when it comes to my own business. And so you know, I think it's there, and we still have to be responsible users when we use it.
So the word vetting.
Yeah, very well said.
So, Joe, the word vetting would be an important word when you're dealing with some of this AI. What popped in my head was when they're talking about AI bots to do your stock market investing. It's not that simple, right? You have to vet who you're dealing with.
Yeah, what are your goals?
So
and I think it's – go ahead.
Yeah.
There's so many moving parts when it comes to AI. You know,
yeah.
So not all AI is created equal. There's extremes. So know what you're doing and what you're going to incorporate with. You made some good points, Joe, is to what do you want an AI to do and assist with you, like Eric said. We can create a bot standing behind your show booth, and it can greet people that are coming through the space and talk with you, right? There's other technology, like Discord was created actually by the gamers, and it's another form of a software for voice so that they could talk to each other in the game. So the nice thing about it, when you're in that space, and let's just say you're doing a trade show combination with speakers and you want to have a private conversation, we're going to create a Discord phone line, so to speak, that anyone who wants to talk to someone in that booth without the static, you know, noise from the other people walking by talking, you just push that, and then there's a conversation outside of, but you're still in the event. So there's so many cool things when you start talking about the availability, what can be done, what's happening, how it all, you know, can impact.
And I just want to just slow this down. I know there's a lot of people out there who may hear, like, a lot of these words sound familiar. Like, what are you talking about? You're in an expo. You're at a conference. So what happens is you are able to create these little channels within your virtual space. And so the idea of Discord, Discord is a particular branch that gets embedded into this so that you can have a direct conversation with someone. When she talked about the trade show and that they're coming up to your booth, you will actually see the name of your company. You will see a version of whoever's greeting people. And then they're making that contact to either have a group conversation or a one-on-one conversation. So while these words might be unfamiliar, especially to our boomers, our Gen Xers who are not necessarily in that tech space all the time, again, when you are finding the company who's going to support you and take you to the next steps, make sure you have someone who will break it down and take you step by step, because the things that we're talking about simply have different names, but at its core, it's like going into the chat rooms of MySpace back in the day. It's like calling someone up, like I'm on the phone right now. A lot of the things are roughly the same, but your expert needs to be able to help you decide what aspect of this you need, what makes sense, and what is going to have the biggest impact for who is your target audience and how are they going to get the biggest bang for the buck?
That's a good point, yeah.
Exactly.
So both of you, we got a time crunch here. We're going over time because it is so interesting. But as far as both of your shows, what's coming up where people can check it out for your Metaverse and Joe, your show?
Well, again, they just want to promote their profile because every single thing that they're doing is right there on their EasyWay profile now. So why don't you go ahead and Joe, you go first, and Beverly, why don't you go ahead and promote what you're going to be putting on your profile.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I already put my picture of me, all made up with a big smile that I'm on this radio show. Yes, it's radio. But my name is Joe Welch, and I am the Mega Pitch Party host. I'm here with Eric Zulli every other week. In 2 days, yes, we're going to have a little party. It's going to be different than your usual pitch party, so you're welcome to come in and come party with me on the 4th. And then on my EasyWay profile, you're going to find more information about my Joe Welch Live. I'm putting together my page right now, and you are invited to all things. I'm interviewing our members, so if you're a member, you're going to find me there. There's already information on how to put time on my calendar, and I can't wait to see you, meet you, and have even a better conversation than ever.
Ah, so cool. Looking forward to the 4th. And this is going
to
be fun.
Beverly,
everything we're doing is so exciting.
Same thing to you. Go ahead and promote your profile. Yeah, we got to get out of here. I love you. But
okay. I don't know how you get your links on the radio, but I'm sure you'll take care of all of that. But, yeah, check out my profile on the EasyWay Network. And if you're not a part of it, oh, my gosh, you got to join us for the pitch party. So the Soulfest Mastery, though, is going to be tomorrow night. There'll be a link there. There's a big picture says Soulfest Mastery. We'd love to see you all there. There's a link where you can register. So the meeting tomorrow night is free. There's going to be, interaction in that networking. It will all be in the avatar. The registration will give you the link to get in. And you can just grab the avatar that they give you, unless you want to get savvy and generate an avatar with your face. But we can always do that after the show as well. And Eric is going to be one of our speakers. So there are going to be a lot of great speakers talking about a lot of different things that it's not just for healers, but it's for everyone. And bringing that community and really starting to expand what the metaverse and what the world of the avatar, I like to call it, can really do for you when it comes to scaling your business, becoming your walk-in website, and really putting events together. Because once you create an event in the metaverse, it's always there for to use over and over and over. It never goes away. People can come into your space. And this is where the recurring comes. So you can have your booths, you can sell ad space for people that will be seen and be easy to be found versus having to be on the first page of Google. You're on the first page because you're right here in the metaverse, and that space is open and available 24/7.
And
so, and
I want to shout out to Beverly. I want to say, if you are new to this, this is your opportunity. Right now, things are growing slowly. It's a free event, which allows you to get your feet wet and to see what it's about. So if you have been thinking about getting onto the metaverse, don't know what the metaverse is, looking for someone who's going to take you and make sure that you get in, this is the perfect event. It's free. It's low. That's the best cost. It's low stakes. And it's all about healing. So in the long run, you're still going to get bang for your buck, even if it's a little awkward, if you're not exactly sure, if you end up with a shoe on your head in your avatar, you're still going to be able to hear and know what's going on in this verse. So I would say, if you're going to take the chance with the stakes nice and low, this is the perfect place to get your to get started.
Exactly. Yeah, and I can be found all over social media, Facebook, LinkedIn. And it's just my name, Beverly Zimet, and too, hey, jump on
all
my
your
calendar.
Social media
you
is
on the
right
podcast,
there on your
right?
profile, Beverly. Everything that you,
yeah.
all your social media is right there on your profile. Your website, everything is all right there on your profile. The buttons are ready to go. You guys just look for Beverly, look for Joe Welch, look for our previous guest Zoilita, all on the Easy Way Wall of Fame. To get connected. Thank you so much, ladies, for joining us today. Amazing, amazing
Thanks.
Show. Beverly, really quick before we let you go, we heard from Joe. Actually, Joe, you can do it too. What do you guys think about all the new features, the new interactive chat we're getting ready to release, the new buttons, the conversion that we've added to the network? And how has your Easy Way experience been? And Beverly, I know that you've gotten, you know, big-time sales and a lot of money that have come into your business, and things have gone very, very well for you as a Platinum member, the benefits of being Platinum. And Joe, same thing, I've seen so much growth. So share just a quick little testimonial, Joe, please, and then Beverly.
Absolutely. I love the Easy Way. The newest thing that got me excited on top of the podcast is that Buy Now button. So people are absolutely able to connect their services and their products to people who are looking for them, and they don't have to go and search for that website. So I'm excited. I can't wait to hear people's stories about how that Buy Now is changing the game. So absolutely come now, become a member, and I can't wait to see you very, very soon.
Sounds great. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you. I love that Buy button. It's like, wow. And to be able to take the picture now of here, you know, of my page in the Easy Way and duplicate that and put it in the world spaces with everything on here, clickable items, they can actually find my Easy Way profile in the metaverse, and it's going to take them when they click right into the Easy Way platform itself. So I'm excited about that. I love that Buy button, and the appointment is right there. You can put your event page on there. So it really speaks loudly, and to be able to even to post this in social media and all the new stuff that you're coming up with, Eric, I you must stay awake night and day, you know, dreaming all this stuff, right?
Yeah. That's about it.
And thank you so much, Beverly.
My experience
with
Easy Way has been very positive. And I would suggest if you haven't been there, you got to come test the waters and then make your decision.
And we'll be seeing you tomorrow.
Thank you. Just wait, guys. There's a lot more coming up to the Easy Way Network. A new AI tools. We have AI sales coming soon. We're going to be releasing the interactive chat to help our podcasters convert in their sleep. All you have to do is put your YouTube content on there, and our system will help it make money. A lot of exciting stuff. So if you're interested, make sure that you just check out the social network for free, easywaynetwork.com. Create your backend dashboard and just go into the social network. That's another place where you can connect to all the guests that you heard today. Post what you have going on. Get our community interested in what you're doing. And reach out to us if you want to be an affiliate and earn your way to the top. I'm Eric Zulli, Dr. Zulli Dad. Go ahead and finish it up. Thank you so much for tuning in, guys. Remember, subscribe to rbllive.com and tell your friends. Press the subscribe button, and you'll be notified on the show. Go ahead, Dave.
and put others first. You know, that's what it's all about. Let's reach out to others, because remember, lukewarm doesn't get that doesn't seem to work. So let's put in what you guys were great. Thank you so much for coming on, Beverly and Joe, and I'm looking forward to tomorrow, and this is going to be fun. But we're out of time, so you'll probably hear this again, but keep moving, keep the faith, and Radio Boomers Live is signing out.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live, also known as RBL, with your hosts, James and Eric Zuli. Be sure and visit EasyWayNetwork.com, that's letter E, letter Z, EasyWayNetwork.com, to get access to our influencers and get promoted to over 500,000 visitors per month. Remember, Radio Boomers Live airs every Monday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Don't forget to download our app on any mobile device, Google Play or Apple Store, by searching Easy Way Family. That's letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Family. Subscribe to our show at EasyWayPodcast.com.
Okay, Eric, great show. Till next Monday morning, keep moving, keep the faith, and Radio Boomers Live is signing out.